It's the 17th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. In 2019, the government promised to put an end to non-fault evictions. Since then, a number of Bedford renters have been told to leave their place of residence without being provided with a valid reason. Housing and homelessness charity Shelter has said that until tenants become legally protected, individuals and families risk being thrown into homelessness every day. Ministry of Justice data shows that in Bedford, since April 2019, 84 property owners served an eviction notice, giving the occupant 2 months to find a new place to live. A renters reform bill is due to be addressed by MPs when Parliament resumes in September. The Conservative candidate in a potential mid-Bedfordshire by-election, Festus Akinbosawe, has commented on Labour contender Alistair Strathern's association with a Greenpeace protest. He said, "Given the antics of Greenpeace, the people of mid-Bedfordshire will obviously decide about this eco-fantastic stunt." Mr. Strathern was not part of recent activism at the residence of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. As acting CEO for the Captain Tom Moore Foundation for 2 years beginning in 2021, Captain Moore's daughter, Hannah Ingram Moore, served as a judge at an awards ceremony. The event was the Virgin Media O2 Captain Tom Foundation Connector Awards. However, the fee for both events was not paid to the charity but into a family-run business. The Charity Commission continues to investigate the handling of conflict of interest issues by the Foundation's trustees. This weekend, Rest Park in Silso will feature a Rest at War, a historical event with uniforms, weapons, situations and battles encompassing both World Wars. Tickets are available on the English Heritage website. That's all I have for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.